morning, Bossejo. We are glad to welcome your first radio show of the year.
Today we'll meet Marisa Ward, your language assistant.
Then we have a look at the Buena Vista exhibition in Fondation Clément.
After that, we'll tell you a little bit about a very important celebration for American people, Thanksgiving.
Finally, our music addict will tell you about his crush.
Let's start right away and welcome Mrs. Rose.
Good morning, Mrs. Rose. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, my pleasure.
Can you briefly introduce yourself, please?
I live in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is on the east coast of the United States. I'm 24 years old and I have two brothers. I do not have any sisters.
What do you think of Martinique?
I love Martinique. The beaches are beautiful and the people are extremely friendly.
Have you ever been a cheerleader?
No, I have never been a cheerleader.
Why did you want to come to Martinique?
I learned about Martinique in university and thought it would be a unique place to teach English.
When you were at school, did you say the Pledge of Allegiance each day?
Yes, all students and teachers said the Pledge of Allegiance every day at school.
Does your school have a mascot?
Yes, our mascot was a Mustang, another word for a horse.
Does you speak other languages than English?
Yes, I am still learning French, Spanish, Chinese, and German.
What do you like the most in America and why?
My favorite thing about America is that we have many different landscapes. We have an island, mountain ranges, the Great Plains, deserts, snow resorts, and metropolitan cities.
What sport did you practice as a schoolgirl?
I played soccer and field hockey in school.
Have you ever been to Martinique before? Is it your first time in Martinique?
It is my first time in Martinique and in the Caribbean.
What did you want to work as a language assistant?
I want to encourage young people to be curious about the English-speaking world.
What can you tell me about your personality?
I love to learn new things. I am very adventurous, and I love to travel and experience new cultures.
What do you think about the President of the United States?
I do not agree with many things our current president has done or said, but I do think that the current president has given Americans a lot to think about. His presidency has brought many issues that Americans thought were in the past back into our daily conversations. We are now talking about these issues all the time to demand change in America.
Thank you for answering our questions. Let's talk about our art and culture now.
Our students were lucky enough to visit the Buena Vista exhibition in Fondation Clément. This is a report from Chloe, Mark, Ruben, Capucin, and Kenisha.
On the 12th of November, we visited the Buena Vista exhibition in Fondation Clément. We left school at 1:30 in the afternoon and we were back at 5 when we arrived at Habitation Clément. The first thing that we saw was a poster announcing the exhibition.
This poster shows one of the paintings of the exhibition. This painting represents Superman Tide. It refers to the book Gulliver's Travel. Indeed, he is fastened by little men, probably human people, who might stand for Lilliputian. Superman seems giant in comparison to Lilliputian. A human astronaut plants a human flag in Superman's chest. This painting is called Gulliver.
This exhibition allowed us to discover different art techniques, such as a drawing a graving, an old painting, an acrylic painting, a sculpture, an assemblage, an installation, a photography, a calligraphy, a tondo, a digital photo, a video, a diptych. A work of art I really like is flamingo. The colors are bright and relaxing. I adore the flamingo who are imposing while remaining elegant.
Another work of art showed two spearmen who open their costume and feather fall out. I like this work of art because it shows that the superheroes have lost their power. The superheroes show that there are not strength. It's kindness sometimes, it's not the case.
The second painting. On the painting, we see four characters. Three of them are standing and one is sitting. All of the characters are probably women because of their bodies.
The women use their hands differently from the left to the right. The first uses her hand to hide her eyes. The second uses her hand to hide her mouth. And the last uses them to hide her hips.
This is a reference to three evil monkeys. See no evil monkeys. Speak no evil monkeys. Hear no evil monkeys.
The woman who is down on her knees represents the Sisi myth. She revealed a sacred word and was then sentenced to death.
This visit was also an opportunity for Mrs. Wall to discover one of the most beautiful places in Martinique, Foundation Clément. Let's hear her impression.
This is the first time you visit Foundation Clément. What do you think of it?
So I've never been to a distillery or like rummery where there's an exhibition of art right beside it. So that's interesting that they have art and rum kind of in the same area. But I really like the exhibition, it's interesting.
What do you think of the exhibition?
I think the exhibition was really interesting because it's all Cuban artwork, and in America we don't have a lot of Cuban artwork.
Is the exhibition a good way to learn new things?
Yes, I learned a lot about Cuban culture today. So I didn't know anything about Cuban culture before I came to the exhibition.
What are your favorite works of art?
My favorite works of art were the Sican and the one with the sculpture of the man's face and the fish. I thought it was cool looking. And then Sican I thought was really interesting because there were so many complex ideas like religion and femininity and race in Cuba.
I love the students. They're so cute and so nice.
And I really like when they try to speak English with me. And even though my French isn't very good, they still try to help me understand. So I think that they have really advanced critical thinking skills because I didn't start interpreting art until I was in university. So I was really impressed with the students today.
Last week, American people celebrated one of their favorite celebrations after Christmas, Thanksgiving. If you don't know about this tradition, listen to our reporter.
In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated in the year 1621.
In the spring, a Native American named Squanto visited the pilgrim.
She learned English in London when he had a kidnapping from his tribe behind English captain.
He took the pilgrims all onions, corn, cattle, fish and avoid poisonous plant.
The pilgrims sailing from English to Plymouth purchased on the ships killing the Mayflower. The pilgrims were sick and angry during their first winter in the New World.
Here we will celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 2000.
What are you listening to these days? This is a question we ask to our music addict, Noé. Hi, Noé.
Hi.
A little bird told me you've got a very special song for us today.
There's not a new bird. Today I've chosen to introduce the Imagine Dragons. You probably know this group and the chart-topping single Radioactive. It's an American rock band from Las Vegas, composed by Dan Reynolds, Wayne Sermon, Daniel Platzman, and Ben Mackie. Their music? So far, their band has released 4 albums, Bad Vision being the first one, followed by Smoke and Mirrors in 2015, and Evolve in 2017. This later contains 3 chart-topping songs you probably know, among them, Whatever It Takes. It's a very positive and inspiring music they're playing. There is a balance between energy, determination, and self-fulfillment. The group has recently released his first studio album, Origins. However, we'll be listening to the song Believer. You all probably know. It's probably the song which represents the best, the kind of the music they play, and the favorite dance. Indeed, this is a very, very much a song about resilience, how some people can be broken in the childhood and still find some inner strength to recover. It's all about overcoming pain. The whenever you feel deserted, here is a musical pill, Believer. Indeed, this is very much a song about resilience, how some people can be broken in their childhood and still find some inner strength to recover. It's all about overcoming pain. So, whenever you feel deserted, here is a musical pill, Believer.
From a young age, taking my token to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hey, you burned me up, believer. Believer. Hey, you burned me down, you burned me up, believer. the flames. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like.
Hey, you made me up, you made me up, believe.